Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ready?
Go! ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio at Gao Media as we take you through your workday. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, AJ, and John are in the building as well. So they're present and accounted for, and you don't have to do a thing. You'll be entertained all the way up until 7 o'clock. We have been covering a lot of ground, but before we get to any more of that, we do want to tell you what we've told you before, which is if you missed the first 2 hours of the show and you're just tuning in, all you got to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on the 2 hours that you missed. And while you're there on the website, you can also download the app. Therefore, you take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another minute of another show.
Do it. Somebody said weight loss challenge info. That was the text they sent. Yeah, send it to us. You'll get the info when they email you, but send your name and email to the text line that you texted that question to, and we'll add you to the list, and when all that stuff gets published, they will email everybody that signed up, and you'll know exactly what goes on.
And for those of you just joining, 713-780-3776. Yes. Text that number. Get your information in and be a part of the 2019 second annual Usual Suspects Weight Loss
And just real
challenge.
Quick on that, I was told just right now that someone went to the wrong location to weigh in. Weigh in at the studio here.
Yes.
Until we tell you otherwise. There's no other weigh-in location for the weight loss program. Ooh. Otherwise, unless it's here, until we tell you. So,
that is valuable information.
Houston Family Nutrition, Mo, don't go weigh in there. Over there. Weigh over here.
That was last year. Unfortunately, Mo not sponsoring it this year.
Correct.
So we went from Mo money to Mo problems. When they go to weigh in there.
That's a good point.
There you go. So just a little FYI, because I know one listener went to the wrong location. You have to weigh in over here.
They made an assumption, though, because we have not announced any weigh-in locations.
So, and we apologize
for
that.
Don't assume. No, we don't apologize for them assuming.
Joel and Barry doesn't apologize. I apologize.
I don't apologize.
I'm a nice guy. You do know that when they assume, they make an ass out of Nick and Nick.
Yeah, I don't apologize. If you assumed and did that and you messed up, that's your bad. Just like I assumed I knew how to handle those numbers. Everybody's like, Barry's a dumbass. Yeah, no kidding.
Who
Thank
is on
you.
Twitter?
Yeah. Well, text line, Barry's wrong. How did Nick stump Barry and Joel? Now we know why he took over the mic earlier.
Hey, that's kind of a shot at me, too, actually.
When did you take over the mic earlier?
Well, because you two clowns were like, I don't know, taking a dump or something, and y'all didn't come back for break for like 5 minutes.
You know what happened? I was already walking
really?
In
he
the
wasn't
studio.
Here either.
Neither
no,
one
no, no.
of you guys.
I walked in. And he crossed me in the hallway
add a
and he goes, we're back, right? No,
I looked up and the music started playing.
So we crossed each other as I'm going back in the studio.
Look, they just admitted. He goes, I looked up and
the music
was
playing.
It was
a long break, though. I couldn't have added another minute. Like, the music started playing.
I'm walking in, coming into the studio door.
And the music was playing?
He's crossing behind me to go back and he goes, oh, we're back. And I go, okay. So I slide back into the chair. I'm ready to go. And also he goes, welcome back to The Usual Suspect.
I don't know why I did that.
Oh, is that how it's going to be?
I panicked. My bad.
I missed all this because I was making coffee.
Yeah, you came in like 7 minutes later with a hot Joe in your hand.
You know, sometimes you got to poop and make coffee, and you only have 4 minutes to do it. You're not going to always hit that, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
You're in radio. You gotta speed it up, bro.
Hey, you know, this is why we are a team. We have plenty of cover. I'm not expecting everyone to leave when I leave. If he goes, do I go? No, not always.
Yeah, but you can't. The whole team can't just leave and expect the G League to come in and fill in.
Well, yeah, Tyler could have taken over. I just figured the producer would be the one that would pay attention to breaks and time. And oh, the music's playing. Oh, welcome back to the show. Panic! Oh my god. Well, now I know. I was like, what is he talking about? Took over the mic. When did he take over the mic? You know, you've been trying to kick me out of this show forever.
I have not.
That's what you're doing. You're slowly trying to take my spot. Slowly but surely.
He took both of ours. He just took the mic and was like, nope. You were, what I say about Vic Fangio, if you're 30 seconds late, you're way too late.
Well, yeah, you've been podding me down when I talk about lawn care, which people want to know about.
Trying to move on up, man. Nick's the sky's the limit.
He's getting all these rave reviews with Cody Stutes and all the shows he's doing, and he's just taking over.
Man. This is wrong.
It's during the holidays only.
By the way, I think I finally wrapped my head around what y'all were trying to.
You think you got it?
It only took. Well,
I ain't gonna lie. You looked at me. I was like, I think I'm an idiot and I'm wrong here for a second. And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, wait a second.
No, you ever just get that where you just can't grasp something no matter? I was just like, this makes no sense to me. I was just thinking over. I wasn't thinking you were under. I was thinking the number was over.
Right.
That was a struggle bus for me for sure.
People in their cars had to just people be were punching just, the steering
you
wheel.
Dumb ass. How do you not get this? I'm like, oh, no, dumb ass. Get
and
him off the radio.
To turn the car and end up in a ditch. They're
yeah,
so frustrated.
It's my bad. I just want to apologize to everybody that got pissed off because I didn't understand that. It's had a brain fart, okay? It happens. That's my bad. That's on me. I gotta add better. I gotta be able to add better. I gotta be a better mathematician.
So Gary Dulac, which I don't assume that you know, either one of you. Nick, you may because you may have had him on a show, but he covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He has just tweeted out that Art Rooney II, the president of the Steelers, has said he's not going to release Antonio Brown, but, quote, all other options are on the table. He would not say they're going to trade him, but left no doubt there's a strong possibility.
Well, what else is there if you're not going to release him?
Keep him.
Or trade him.
Just keep him and make him third string.
Either boy, keep him or you trade him at this point, because who would release him and let that guy just walk without getting something for him?
And then, you're already behind the eight ball now, similar to what happened with Le'Veon Bell. Now you're like you've lost all your chips. By coming out and saying that, you've basically taken all the leverage, any leverage that you've had. It's the same thing that happened with Le'Veon Bell. They lost all the leverage once he said, "I'm not doing anything." And then they were like, well, we can trade him. Well, no one's going to give you anything because they know you're stuck. You're behind the eight ball. Same thing now. Like, you have very limited options. And unless you can somehow hype up a bidding war, you're kind of at the mercy of everybody else now.
Everybody's looking for a deal. So they're gonna call you up right away. But what they're offering you in return, we always said, when you give up a franchise player in a trade, you never get equal value in return.
Especially if they know there's a problem in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
If they know you're dying to get rid of them, they're going to lowball you. Everybody.
The worst thing you can do is say, we're done. Because now they know that you have to do something.
Uh-huh.
So you absolutely are taking
less. Forced your own hand.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be interesting to see him receive from another quarter. If he does leave or gets traded or whatever the case may be, him receive from another quarterback outside the likes of Big Ben. Because that's going to be the number one question if he does move to another team.
Yeah. Some news and notes. Chargers, Hunter Henry participated fully in practice yesterday.
Stephen A. Smith fired up about that.
Look for him to play. Melvin Gordon sidelined in yesterday's practice as well. So that's not good. I just saw, too, a headline. Chargers went out and hired a place kicker for kickoffs only.
Saw that, yep.
Rams' Todd Gurley was limited in practice for the second straight day as of yesterday. Patriots' Cordarrelle Patterson practiced in full. Cowboys' Cole Beasley dealing with a high ankle sprain cost him the first 2 days of practice this week. Tyreek Hill able to go for full practice on Wednesday. Sammy Watkins was limited on Wednesday. Also limited for the Chiefs was Spencer Ware. The Saints' Ted Ginn Jr. fully practiced. Alshon Jeffrey was listed as limited. For the Eagles, Wentz did not practice. And there was a lot of talk about, well, what do you do if Wentz is healthy? Well, if he could play, should you play? Meanwhile, he didn't practice. He didn't play. And I don't think the Eagles need that right now.
You know, the bigger story now is if he somehow wins this week,
man,
people are starting to say, well, maybe it's time to move the other guy.
Yeah. And then for the Colts, Eric Ebron was limited in practice and T.Y. Hilton missed. So there's your updates, news and notes for all of the playoff folks. So, as you know, I'm all dorky when I break down these games and I put together spreadsheets and numbers and everything. So I have a bit of trivia for you based off of my research. There are two teams left in the playoffs that were top 10 offensively in points, rushing yards, and passing yards. Two teams. And I'll give you the teams so you don't have to think too hard. But there are two teams that were top 10 in all three categories, rush yards, pass yards, and points.
Rams?
Colts, Chiefs, Cowboys, Rams, Chargers, Patriots, Eagles, Saints. Which two teams out of those do you think were the top 10 in all three of those categories?
Chargers and somebody else.
Rushing, passing, and what?
Rushing yards, passing yards, and points scored. There are two teams that were top 10.
I'm going to say Rams and, man, Saints.
I'll say Chargers and Saints.
Rams was correct. Patriots.
Really?
I think a lot. It's what I keep.
Rushing yards from the Patriots?
Fifth in rushing at 127.3.
I'm thinking with a two-headed monster in New Orleans.
Yeah. And that rookie's played well. I mean, he really has run the ball well. Passing yards, they are eighth in the league.
Sony Michel?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are eighth in passing yards and fourth in points scored.
He's been dinged up, too.
But we look at the Patriots, and I think we just kind of sleep on them. Like, they've flown under the radar, which is weird to think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots could fly under the radar, but you just don't hear a lot of talk about them. They ran away with the East. It's been kind of a boring ho-hum. They didn't, you know, go. They didn't lose. There was no threat of them going undefeated or anything like that. They've kind of flown under the radar. But the second-best offense crazy. Left in the playoffs when you look at it numbers-wise.
That, also, I mean, on that note, they're 97-8 at home when they score first.
Crazy.
And you're taking a team from the sunny West Coast, playing them in 20-degree weather, and if they don't come out of the box hot, look out.
There was one team in the NFL left in the playoffs that was the worst in all three of those categories defensively. Points allowed, rushing yards allowed, and passing yards allowed per game.
Chiefs.
Correct.
Okay.
So when you look at the Colts, does that sway you at all to think this is literally the worst defense or one of the worst defenses in football? Not just in left in the playoffs, but in football.
That's got to excite you, right? Especially the fact that Mac got 130-some against the Texans. Look, he's getting protected and he's slinging it around. It's got to excite you.
It does. And when you consider that the Colts were fifth in points scored and 10th in points allowed.
Here's my question.
They're good. They're well-rounded and they're good.
What's the weather going to be like?
An Arrowhead?
That's going to be the big question.
Yeah, well, you know, they can both throw the ball. They're both decent. Chiefs are 16th in rushing and Colts are 20th.
But I'm saying the Chiefs playing it all the time. Indy played indoors last week to put up all the numbers they did.
The difference is Indy can stop the run. If it's a cold game and there's not – Indy's eighth in rushing yards allowed in the NFL, they can stop the run. The Chiefs can't stop anything. So I'll be honest with you, it made me change my pick.
Did you? Is that allowed?
Even my spread – no, not with AJ.
Oh.
Just in general, like when I was looking at it originally, even the spreadsheet tells me this game should be 28-27 Chiefs. I think it's 30-28 Colts. The fact that the Chiefs can't stop you.
Wow, you're taking the Colts.
The Colts are better defensively. They can still put up points. Chiefs were the number one scoring offense in the NFL. Colts were fifth at 27 a game. And you're talking about a defense that cannot stop. All the Colts have to do is get one or two stops, and they have the potential to be able to match the Chiefs scoring-wise. The Chiefs just can't stop anybody. So
I'm
going
get
upset.
Get your picks with Barry.
I'm going upset.
If you want the hotline pick, early picks today. If you call before 5 p.m., we'll get you one extra inside pick on the Barry hotline. And the 15?
The 15, yeah. So that also means take the 5.5.
Wow.
You get 5.5. Chiefs are favored by 5.5. So
you doing that, Nick?
I'm taking the Colts. I'm taking the 5.5, picking the Colts straight up to win.
I really don't want the Colts to win. I'm not picking the Colts.
Think about
I'm
how many the times Chiefs. The Chiefs and Andy Reid have laid an egg in the playoffs.
Chiefs at home.
Think about that.
Except
when they don't play the Texans.
They do say
except
that the home field is real. That is.
Oh, sure it is. So. Absolutely.
All right, we'll see. All right, we'll continue to talk a little NFL and other things. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job here because they're locally owned and operated, and their only goal in life as it pertains to work is to find an energy plan and rate that fits your needs to a T. That could be for your business. It could be for your home. But when you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you're going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system. They're going to ask you more questions than you probably ask them, trying to figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and all the different needs that you have. And they're going to go from there. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit right off the top. And they're going to work with you. They're never going to try to screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. Their only goal is to be honest with you, like a trusted friend, and find the best rate and the best deal. Sometimes, and very rarely, that means the competition can beat them out. They're going to tell you that too, because they want to make sure you remember them as a company that is honest and had your back. That's the way they do business. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips and affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Whether you check them out online, infuseenergy.com, or call that number, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. One thing I know for sure, infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final, little bit more than a half hour of the show. Final hour of the show, as it is. It's ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1, Usual Suspects, Nick, Barry, Joel on a Thursday. Kicking around a lot of football in the last hour or so. David wants to get in here on Trevor Lawrence. David, what's up?
Hey, I just got a question. If he can bypass the draft and go to the new American Football League and then maybe just pick up an agent and pick what team he wants to go to when the season starts next year.
No, the NFL still has rules and stipulations. You know, whether you're in college or not, you're never going to be able to pick your team. You know, they have a supplemental draft and they have the regular draft. And if you go to the supplemental draft, you actually give up a pick based on when you were picked in the supplemental draft. But you're never going to be like a true free agent coming into your first ever experience with the NFL being eligible. And I would assume, Barry, and I don't know if you know this, but I don't know like the back of my hand, but whether it's in college or not, you know, once you come out of high school, I think is a minimum of like 3 years.
It's the NFL's rule, not college, which earlier we had a caller that was saying the college is keeping them by paying. And we had a LSU fan. I forget who was it? Anyway, somebody pointed out, yeah, it's an NFL rule, not a college rule. The college isn't keeping the players there. That's the NFL saying you can't join us yet. You're too young. But I do believe it's 2 years, or is it three?
Well, like Haskins came out, so I think depending on your redshirt year and everything year.
It's after your sophomore year. You have to be 2 years removed from high school, your 18th birthday or something like that. So, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, you're better off staying at Clemson and being seen on the national scene as a college player as opposed to going to the XFL or American football. You'll probably face better competition in the national championship game than you would in the XFL or in the American football conference or whatever the hell that thing is called. There's no reason to do that. Finish your college with the requirements and then go play in the NFL through the draft. That doesn't make sense to go and make $50,000 a year and risk getting injured in that regard, as opposed to playing in college where you're gonna get better competition and more eyes on you.
Johnny G's listening. Honestly. 3 years.
3 years.
John Granato, thank you very much.
I couldn't remember if it was sophomore or a redshirt sophomore that's eligible to go. So it is 3 years.
Johnny G would know. He's got a son playing college football.
He does indeed.
So there you have that. As we proceed through, we started a break. Now we might as well get, because you're going to be out tomorrow.
Yep.
So I know that it's not just a spreadsheet. It's a way of life. You've got notes on these games. So where do you start? You kind of got into a little bit of the Chiefs-Colts and where you're going there, but where do you start on what you want to cover?
Yeah, so I am going to go with the upset. It's weird because as far as the spread goes, for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, as far as the spread goes, I took all the underdogs. So because a lot of these games statistically are very close. So the KC giving up 5.5, I thought was too much. Obviously I have the Colts winning outright 30-28. So I'll go ahead and take the 5.5 points as well. But that Rams Cowboys game is pretty close. I projected a 27-23 score. I think it's actually going to be a little bit further than that. I think it's 27-21. The line is 7 though. The line is Rams -7, which means if I think it's going to be 27-21, I have to take the Cowboys because that's 28-27. Cowboys win the spread but lose the or cover but lose the game, which I kind of see that happening, and here's why. As bad as the Chiefs are on offense, I mean, on defense, mm-hmm. the Cowboys, lowest point total of the teams left in the playoffs on average and lowest passing yards of any team left in the playoffs. So offensively, the Cowboys are de facto the worst offensive team left in the playoffs. And when you're facing a Rams defense that's not great but has a lot of talent and they can get after the quarterback a little bit, that's a scary proposition for an offense that can struggle at times.
Here's one thing to keep an eye on, mm-hmm. and that is that Sean McVay is, as advertised, a very, very good offensive mind. And mm-hmm. one thing that he's going to see, as well as the Dallas defense has been playing, is that they got a lot of young, active bodies on defense that get a little overzealous at times. They over-pursue or they really move up quickly. And I think he's going to implement a lot of play action, a lot of deception that gets those linebackers to commit early coming up on the line in a run-pass option otherwise. And then he's going to pick them apart kind of like in between routes. And that's going to be interesting to see if he can exploit some of the overcommits by the Dallas defense. But I think it's hard for me at home in L.A., assuming Gurley plays,
yeah.
to bet against the
Rams. Well, and he's probable. So
yeah. did you say he didn't practice today, though?
I got to go back to my news and notes.
Yeah, I thought
there.
In news and notes, I think you said he didn't practice today, but I assume I would expect him to play.
No, Melvin Gordon was the one that was sidelined.
Okay.
Gurley was limited.
Limited.
Yeah. Okay. So I expect him to play. Melvin Gordon's probably going to play as well. But one of the things that you have to worry about, and I know this offense for the Cowboys is better with Cooper, but they just, you're going to have to go score for score with the Rams, who, you know, we talked about, there's two teams left in the playoffs that are top 10 in every statistical category that we talked about, points, rushing yards, passing yards. The Rams is one of them. I don't think the Cowboys can just go for score for score. They'll get a stop here and there, but so will the Rams. But that's a potent offense. So, yeah, I see it going 27-21, but I have the Cowboys covering the 7. Now, if that line moves, if it goes down, then you might change it. But right now, I have the line at minus 7.
I think the interesting thing you said yesterday was the fact that the Rams in stopping the run were a bottom 5 team with that front 7.
23rd in the NFL, giving up 122 yards a game. And the Cowboys like to run it. They are 10th in the NFL in rushing. So yeah,
they better.
It's a strength versus a weakness in that regard. And that might keep the Cowboys in it.
Just remember the callers. They like to run it. I mean, you give Ezekiel at least 23, 25 receptions or carries, he's going to be all right. They're going to win.
So like I said, I have all of the road teams covering, which is weird. They're all the underdogs and they're all the road teams. Like in that Chargers Patriots game, the line is 4. The line is Patriots 4. I actually think there's another upset here. I think the Chargers
think
beat the Patriots.
And I think it's possible.
And then we talked about the fact that the Patriots offense is good and flies under the radar. They're the other team that's top 10 in all those statistical categories. But you know what? The Chargers aren't really that far behind points scored. They're like less than a point.
Don't sleep on their D with Ingram and Bosa and James in the back. You just can't sleep. And King, don't sleep on San Diego's defense.
No, I'm with you. Guess what? There's one team that is top 10 in all three defensive categories.
San Diego
Chargers. Yeah. So you got LA, my bad. You've got a potent offense. You've got a really good defense. I like the upset, and I know they're on the road, and I know it's Tom Brady, and I know it's Bill Belichick. The Chargers are hot. Phillip Rivers is hot.
This could be Philly's year, and I think that would be kind of cool.
And even if you don't, even if you think that the Patriots win the game, I still like the Chargers and getting 4 points. Okay. I still like getting the four
okay,
points
sit
on the
rest
road.
Of them. Hold
All right,
on. We got time. We got another segment to get into this. So save the other ones.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Right now, though, and by the way, I see you guys. I can't validate everybody that's sending in their information for the weight loss challenge, but I see it coming in. Don't worry, it's getting saved. Don't worry, we're going to get you signed up for that weight loss challenge, the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. And I've got a tip for you. I've got an idea for you. If you're looking for a place to work out, why not go to Vortex? It's Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. It is a great place to work out. It's really cool. Look, I'll be honest with you. The scenery, not bad. Okay, you're gonna enjoy a lot of Instagram model type work people working out there, and so it's easy on the eyes, but damn, it's a good workout. It really is. Like, you'll burn up to 500 calories, I was told, and I feel like it. Like, I really am exhausted from working out when I go do the boxing classes, and it's a full body workout. Your arms are tired, your legs are tired, your abs are tired. You're not just in there and your shoulders hurt when you leave. It's a full body workout. You get that at Vortex every time you're there. And it doesn't matter whether you take the Rumble class or the Ride class, you're getting a great workout. And it's only 45 minutes. I know a lot your friends are going to the gym and spending 2 hours because you got to get there. You got to, you know, get the machines and you got to wait. No, this is 45-minute class and you're done. And you're burning as many or more calories than all your friends that are all at these gyms with all these dudes grunting and sweating on them and not cleaning the machinery. Don't do that. It's and they've got a special going right now. For $40, you can get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. So take advantage of that. Once the weight loss challenge starts, get out there. Get that $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. Get your workout on. And I know you're going to love it and sign up and get on one of those monthly plans that they have that are super affordable. It's 1707 West Gray is where they're located. If you want to call them, 281-501-3094. 281-501-3094. Hit them up online, vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final half hour of The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you have been with us for any length of time and know it and you're a suspect, we want to remind you one more time. We are doing the weight loss challenge again. We're starting around the 14th, but you got to be signed up. So the first thing you do is you text us your information, your email address, and your name, and we'll obviously have your phone number with a text to 713-780-3776. Text us that information, okay? And then at some point after that, you have to weigh in. And for now, the only official weigh-in spot is here at 5353 Alabama, right here in the Galleria area at the Gow Media headquarters here on the fourth floor. So we're doing weigh-ins here for now. If anything changes, we'll let you know. But that gets the entire thing processed, and you're official once you weigh in.
I'll screw it up.
And then there's that.
And go somewhere else like a dummy. Did we know who did that? I want to make fun of them.
No, we don't know who.
Oh,
we don't know who.
They might go
they know who they
somebody.
Are.
They'd get so upset by you making fun of them, they'd run to the drive-thru.
They know who they are. They are.
Hey, look, that's a loyal suspect that's, you know, might have participated in the Usual Suspects challenge last year.
Well, then they would expect me to make fun of them if they've
put
listened to the show.
Put some respect on their name.
I mean, they know.
They don't even know
their
name.
They know, yeah. put some respect on the name
we don't know.
You've never heard of or don't know. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
All right. So we've broken down three games because if you met, Barry's out tomorrow, Cody Stutes is in. So therefore, I want to get these breakdowns of these games done with the barometric system.
By the way, somebody said, I was mentioning like, oh, the top tens and all that. Somebody's like, wait, is that the top 10 without going over?
That's pretty good.
Jerk. Shut your mouth. And then they texted, don't trust Barry's numbers. You shut up, okay? One time I got confused. Jerk. But yeah, that's top 10 without going over.
I just love you saying, wait, Nick, you're wrong. And at first he stopped. He goes, like, no, huh? No.
And then he was like, wait a minute. Am I wrong?
I was like, hold on.
I shook your confidence for a moment, didn't
for like,
I?
Yeah, for a brief second.
See, then. I always tell my wife that whenever we go do something, like we'll sneak in somewhere or we'll do something that you're not supposed to be doing.
Sneak in somewhere.
You know, like if, I don't know, I forget where we were, but you know, you got like, I'm like, well, she's like, well, we don't have a pass or a badge or whatever to get in there. I'm like, if you just walk in and act like you know what you're doing, people usually just won't stop you. They'll just leave you alone. Now, that's not always the case, but a lot of times, as long as whatever it is, you do it with confidence and like you know what you're doing and you belong there, people don't stop you. They don't pay attention. So that's why I was just like, I was going to be confident because I was so confused. I was just going to own it. Like, man, I know I'm right. I don't care that there's tens of thousands of people listening that know I'm wrong. As long as Nick thinks he's wrong, it doesn't matter.
Most gyms do that.
What?
You can walk in like you're a member.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
And especially if they don't need the card.
That's it.
Yeah, you can walk right in.
All right, so this Eagles-Saints game. So I told you I have all of the, I'm as far as the line goes, I'm taking the points on all the games. So I'm taking Colts, Cowboys, Chargers, and Eagles.
What is the spread in this game?
So the Eagles-Saints game that I have right now is -8. It's New Orleans minus mm-hmm. 8. So I'm taking the Eagles. I see it. I see the Saints winning 30-23.
I'm with you. I like the Eagles to at least cover in this game. I just there's some feeling about whether it's the Foles factor or whatever you call it. I'm with you.
Yeah, and I mean this Saints offense. The Saints pretty much better than the Eagles in every statistical category except points allowed, and they're still right there. I mean, you're talking about less than a point and a half difference between the two. The Eagles, I think, have had a magical run. I don't trust their secondary. They cannot run the ball. They're just and the Saints are the second best team in the NFL at stopping the run. So you tell me, you've got a backup quarterback that, yes, he's had some magic happen and he's a Super Bowl MVP, but you're also going up against an offense in the Saints that you can't stop the passing game in Drew Brees, and you can't run against that Saints front seven. That's not a good recipe for
me.
It's
not, but here's another factor. It doesn't always happen, but they always say it's a lot tougher to beat a team the second time around, uh-huh. or if you've got tape on them where you've played an entire game against that team. And I think that will help the Eagles. I think Foles being hot with momentum and confidence, which is kind of an X factor, I think that should factor in as well.
So
that's why
them?
I'm not picking the Saints to lose, but I definitely I think the Eagles are going to cover the 8.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm with you. I'm saying 30-23, yeah. Saints win. Okay. But Eagles cover. That would mean, and the Eagles would, it'd be 31-30 as far if they get the 8. So I think the Eagles cover the 8, but I don't think they win the game. I think the Saints are just too much. The Saints have had a week to rest. They're healthier. They've had another week to game plan, even though, I mean, you'd have to make two game plans. Yeah. And then the big thing is they're at home and they're really good at home.
We talked about it. When they're on turf and they're at home in that building, that is a huge home field advantage. Like the Chiefs in the AFC, those might be the two best home field advantages in the playoffs.
Yeah. So if you're betting, and you I did decent this year. I'm not going to say I'm the betting guru, but
no. Your numbers were better than just average.
But I'll take the points in all the games, and then I have two upsets as far as just outright winners, and that's Chargers upsetting the Patriots and the Colts upsetting the Chiefs. So
okay,
there you go.
There you have it. I'm sure we'll touch on them again tomorrow. And if the spreads change or anything like that, we'll get it to you.
They just keep showing the picture of James Harden getting hit in the face.
It's just annoying.
I probably have seen that 15 times in a 2.5-hour show.
That's what
show.
Everybody was tweeting out yesterday. Like, that GIF is going to be forever prevalent. Even in games that have nothing to do with it. Like,
just going
to
show
it's just going to be circled into Twitter and social media probably the remainder of the season and maybe even into next season.
The thing is, the game camera doesn't do it justice. The game camera, the play-by-play camera, kind of raised up a little bit. But the one I tweeted was low angle from like the Bucks bench looking at it.
Oof.
And I mean, you can tell the velocity. That could not have felt good.
I wonder if you could hear it. I wonder if it was
Charlie
loud.
Charlie Poole said he was sitting on that end of the floor. I said, Nick, I don't know where your seat was last night. Charlie said he was down on that end and you definitely could hear it.
Palillo gets special seats.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
What?
And he's so secretive and mysterious about it.
Oh, he's the same way with the Astros.
Don't know how the hell he gets all these badass seats.
He's Charlie Polillo. Charlie freaking Polillo. Yeah. He's been around. He's been in radio.
Kids seating in the lower level?
He's been in radio for 74 years. The only person that's been doing it longer is Barry Warner. He's been, I'm telling you, he's like one of those things in, my God.
Oh, crotchety ass Barry Warner. He doesn't even speak to me when I'm at the game.
The Hobbit and all that.
I don't know where you're going with this.
They live forever. The little elves, the hobbits, the trolls. That's what Charlie Polillo is.
Yeah, so he probably, like, when he says he was down close to the court, I believe that.
He's like Bilbo Baggins. He's just going to live forever. I couldn't hear it. Lord of the Rings. No?
I just saw his ass get floored.
Man.
But if other teams who hate or other fan bases who hate James Harden want to be funny, they should take, remember when James Harden completely shook that dude and he fell? And Craig Ackerman had that wonderful call. Man down.
Yeah, for Johnson from the Clippers last year.
Yeah.
Didn't he say clean up
on aisle 5?
Yeah.
But initially he said man down, and then he goes clean up. And they should put that call on top of that
GIF. That's a good idea.
It would be hilarious.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. He almost broke another ankle last night. Did it 2 nights ago in the previous
against
game.
Against Murray from Denver.
But last night, dude fell down, but he missed the shot. And it doesn't count if you miss the shot.
Yeah.
People only care if you make a dude fall, if you make a defender wipe out, if you have to make the shot. Because if you miss, it's like, nice move, but. Is he pushing off on all these moves, by the way?
Yeah,
he
got away with
them,
a couple
but some of
them.
He did on one last night where he pushed Hill into another zip code.
So I was talking to Dave from Clutch Fans, Joel, yesterday. I was talking to Dave from Clutch Fans.
Yeah, yeah.
And when that happened, he got away with a push off and hit a three at the end of the first half. And I was like, I bet you the Milwaukee Bucks TV broadcast is replaying that push off over and over again. So I went to one of the streams and I looked it up, and sure enough, they were just replaying the push off over and over and over again. Well, if he gets away with it, they're going to hate for sure.
Of course.
Oh, and it's obviously in every team site is like that. And then if Giannis did something good, they're all over it. They're showing it all over the place. But just wrap up your football too. Did you see that where Stephen A. Smith was absolutely killing Kingsbury being hired by the Cardinals, and he went on his radio show, and then ESPN tweeted it. So then the Cardinals Twitter site or Twitter Cardinals Twitter got all over him, and he started going, "Look, you know, you can say this, you can say that, but you ain't this, you ain't that." And they went, "Oh, wait a minute, you're a happy guy today because Hunter Henry was actually activated to play for the Chargers."
That shut him down.
It's like, yeah, touche. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, when we get back, I'm curious if you cheated on Lisa.
Oh, geez.
And she accepted you back.
Line at school.
Would you tattoo your body with whatever she said? Just save it. There's a guy that had to do this. I want to see if you would do this.
All right. Hey, we've got one segment to go on the show. We'll come back with that and maybe some more if I'm still around. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects before we get into the final segment. And Barry talks about tattoos and me cheating on Lisa, which is really going to go over well in the pickup line with the Taylor school. I do want to remind you that if you're a golfer out there and you want to lower your scores and find the best golf club that's on the market today, check out the clubs at PXG. You can go to PXG.com and check them out because they are the newest clubs on the market and they are engineered better. And I'm telling you, like the best club out there because they're going to have you hitting it farther, launching it higher with more forgiveness and accuracy than any club you've ever put in your bag. And the reviewers are saying the same thing, saying things like absolutely remarkable and the best clubs out there. And PGA Tour pros, who you know are only going to use a product that gives them the best results, say that they're undeniably the best and the real deal. Insanely good, and they live up to the hype. PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe. They've even won a college national championship. They haven't been around that long. So what are you waiting for? If you want to step up your game, enjoy golf more than ever, and check out PXG golf clubs, all you got to do to schedule a fitting is call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG. And you can be fitted right there in the Woodlands at the club at Carlton Woods, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. But they'll take care of you right there, fit you for some clubs. You get to hit them, try them out, hit the ones that are best suited for you, and figure out what everybody else is figuring out. That is, PXG golf clubs are the best out there. Also, check out PXG.com where you can book your custom fitting. PXG, no one does golf clubs the way they do, period.
So there's this gentleman named Jose L. Torres, and he cheated on his wife.
Okay.
Now, I just propose this to you, but not saying that you would cheat on Lisa, but I'm saying what if. Mm-hmm. So Jose, Mr. Torres cheated on his wife. And in order to win her back, he went out and got a tattoo that goes from between. Now, it's your nipples.
Mm-hmm.
The width between your nipples. It starts there and covers the complete width all the way down to the belly button. So this is not just a tiny little tattoo. This is a very, like, larger than a piece of notebook paper.
Okay.
Down the front of his body. And this is what the tattoo says.
Writing or?
It's all writing. And this is what it says. This is all tattooed, by the way. I, Jose L. Torres, am getting a tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019. Already so many words.
Yes.
2019, so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. It goes on and says on a new line, I am a liar, cheater. Now, this is a bulleted list on down the front of his stomach. I am a liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver, whore slash prostitute lover, and dishonest and disrespectful. All of that is tattooed on this man's stomach from his nips to his belly button.
Dumb. Permanently.
Would you do that?
No. To win her back?
You don't love Lisa that much?
Dude, there's other fish in the sea than to go through that.
Damn.
I mean, I'm not saying in Lisa's case.
Right.
Hypothetically, of course.
Let me give you the prerequisite.
Hypothetically, of course. Yes. I mean, I was asking in this specific case with Lisa, would you do this?
No. I hate tattoos as so it is, but not I'm not
worth,
doing it.
Not worth it is what you're saying.
Oh, she's worth it, but I ain't doing that. There's got to be another alternative.
My thing is, if you cheated, you obviously are not happy. Now, why would you go out and ruin your... Now, what's hilarious is he has this tattoo, but above his belly button, Tupac style, instead of Thug Life, it says Jose in old English letters, like you might see on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
So it's you've got your name like you're a badass, but then right above that is this whiny little love note to your wife that she's got to look at every day now.
Assuming she lets him back in more ways than one.
Well, it's a reminder of him cheating.
Of his infidelity.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
You know what? I'd be like, you know what? I'll put your initials on my butt cheek. Or one initial on each ball.
But let me give you an alternative. Something. And you guys pick, all right? You do that, which you wear a shirt every day, I'm assuming. So only ones that know about it, unless you get overzealous and feel real good about yourself, is you and her, right? Or you've got to take all of that you just said, or in some form or another, a picket sign that says, I cheated on my wife. And blah, 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 blah. And you've got to walk the Galleria for...
Oh, I would totally do that over
that's
a tattoo.
Easy.
That's a no-brainer.
See, I don't
that's
think...
over with.
Exactly right. It's not permanent.
This is stupid.
And she's never going to earn her trust back because he put tattoos like that.
No. And every time she rides him, she's going to look down and read that and get mad. And maybe that's why he did it. Maybe he likes angry sex.
Or he
maybe
likes,
he's like,
no.
You know what? When she's violent in bed, she's like a little tiger. And that's why I strayed. She stopped being violent. She was just all boring. And this will make her angry. She'll slap me in the face, punch me. That's what I want. Like this. Maybe he's being selfish.
No, seriously.
You don't know.
What this really means is the condensed
Stop,
version of that
chub.
Is she either already likes or would have to like him behind her. Because otherwise, no one wants to see that.
I'm not kidding you when I say, like, put a finger, a half an inch on inside of each nipple, and then just draw a straight line down to your belly button and complete the
rectangle.
It's almost
like a piece of notebook paper on the middle of your torso.
That's huge. And if I'm her, I'm be like, you know what? I'm great. I'm glad you did that to make up for it. And now I'm out of here.
Yeah, bye.
And now you're stuck with this stupid... How are you going to cover that? Like, you literally, how are you covering that?
Well, I mean, you can go through tattoo removal and give it a shot.
Oh, my God.
But that's painful, too. Duh. And that's like, you have to go back several times in order to get a tattoo removed.
My favorite on the bulleted list is whore / prostitute lover.
Yeah.
Obviously, this dude just cheated with a whore prostitute, which in the level of cheating... And I'm not trying to justify this.
You're totally justifying.
Yeah, you are.
No, but
yeah,
if you're
you
gonna cheat, if you cheated with a whore, just your run of the mill, average, grade C, Manila folder whore, right?
Is that close to going over the line without going over, Barry?
Nah, it's like, it's checking. Like, you're just maybe trying to, like, if you cheat with her sister
or like what the
coworker,
Amazon founder did.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw that.
Then that.
Jeff Bezos.
Banging
that,
his best friend's wife.
That, I think, is more of a punishable crime, but just getting a whore, you could say that, he was, he was bored.
How about the best? How about if this guy turns over a new leaf, he gets real religious because of this? They baptize him and they do it when he's got no shirt on. And while they put him on the big screen in church, they got to read that.
Wow. I just wouldn't do it. Like I said, I might get her initials, one on each ball or something.
I would not do that.
I would totally do that.
You better be out with some great anesthesia if they're going to do that.
What are you talking about? For me, well, mine would be easy because Nora Laminack, and her last name is also Lucio, so I would just put NL when they asked what it meant. I'd be like, no love. Just, you don't mix anything up when it comes to initials. You wouldn't do that?
No,
I would do that.
Sir.
I certainly wouldn't put this two paragraphs in a bulleted shopping
list.
If
I got caught cheating, I'm leaving that relationship.
Your testicles a canvas, especially for a tattoo artist.
All right, butt cheek. Would you do or initials on your butt cheek? No?
Mm-mm. There would be no initials anywhere on my body tattooed at all.
I'm with you, though, Nick. If I cheated, it's because I'm unhappy. I'm out of here.
If I got caught cheating, we're not going to be in the relationship.
I would get one tattoo, and it would be like on the inside of my palm, and it would say bye.
There's
and you would
no,
see it as I waved to you.
There's
I'm
no
leaving.
Bouncing back from that. I don't feel like females are cool with that.
We should have done this a lot sooner because I'd be interested to see. I would want to hear from people that cheated. But I feel like once you cheat, like there's... I'd be done. Like I'm done with the relationship.
I think you're onto something. I think whether you were willing to take him back or not, as a female, and to be spiteful, I think most females would call in and say, "Oh, I'm all for that. And the minute he gets done with it, I'm gone.
But I'm saying as a man or as a woman, because women cheat too. Once in a relationship, once you cheat, you're kind of checked out in the relationship. Like you're done. At least I know I would be. If I cheated on my wife, that means I'm done. Like I no longer in love with you.
I don't think that's the case. I think they just...
Unless it's whores, and then you're just out there.
There are cases where you get that loving feeling back and you can resurrect a relationship, but it's rare.
Like maybe you go to whores, and then you're just like, well, I was just having
fun. There
was
literally a married dude that called in. Remember the married guy that called in and talked about his experience at the... at the brothel.
That's true.
And you were like super intrigued by it and you kept asking him questions. Do you remember that?
What did I compare him to, like picking out a lobster?
How does it work?
Like picking out a lobster, a Red Lobster, except their hands aren't rubber banded together?
Do you remember that?
I remember, interviewed
his ass on the air.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. I just wouldn't do this. I'm sorry, Jose. If you want to go to the Instagram and see it, it's crazy. Go to sickcat_13, but I'll also put it on my Instagram at Barry is funny.
S-I-C-K?
Yes. But just at Barry is funny. I'm going to post it on my own. So, yeah.
All right, my friend. Travel safely up north. Knock them dead in the Twin Cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Stay
Do a little ice fishing.
No.
If you will.
Definitely not happening.
Drive out there. Give it a shot. Get someone to give you a ride. Uber out to the
ice fishing
hole.
I will be Ubering and taking
hole.
The bus everywhere I go. Oh, I'm not driving in the snow or the cold. Yeah.
They have a train there, don't they?
You know what? They do have a train.
Yeah,
I'll be taking the train.
That route.
Actually,
it's warmer.
The comics will be picking me up and taking me to the different locations. But like from airport to hotel, I'm taking the train or an Uber.
So there you have it. FEF Friday tomorrow. Cody Stutes in for Barry for one day. And we will take you through the rest of your work week on getting you ready for the weekend and the football games, etc. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have yourself a wonderful evening. The Blitz is next right here. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.